calling to the ministry as such. I think I was reluctant to acknowledge this calling because I had been raised up to believe that I was going to see a burning bush, or I was going to see Peter walk the water, or some of these, you know, these stories that you hear, that some of these preachers saw this, you know, Moses in the daytime, right, standing there talking to him. And I kept waiting for all this, you know, and it never happened. And it was because I was conditioned to believe that this, and I don't say that maybe, you know, it doesn't happen to some people. I think God communicates to you on the level that you are, in terms of he might, if a person has a third grade education or none at all, and he's very limited, I think God has a way of communicating with this person, and the way this person might relate it to you might seem far-fetched, but this may or may not be true. And I think if you a certain intellect, if you're on a certain level intellectually, that I think the more intellectual you are, though, the more you question a number of things, the more you have doubts about a lot of things. I think one of the problems with me, in terms of things like the resurrection, things like the miracle birth, I have problems here trying to relate them in terms of today, natural things happening. And yet, you know, you're supposed to accept these things on faith. I can't help it, even in my ministry, as far as my preaching is concerned. I don't dwell on these things as much as I've heard them dwelled on, because at this point, God hasn't given me a complete revelation of what this is all about. As much as I've even tried to study these things, I still have some problems in this area. I feel, however, though, that out of all that I study in some instances and things related to religion, it kind of comes back to a childlike faith. You know, when I really get up against the wire, when I'm really pushed in a corner, when the pressure is really on me, it's a one-to-one relationship with God and myself, and I have to forget all about the test tubes and this type of thing, and equations and so forth and so on. And it's a simple, you know, this is you and I, God. And I've never heard his voice audibly, you know, saying, well, you do this or you do that. But there are certain times when I get a certain feeling inside, or a certain assurance, or a certain satisfaction that, you know, this is God's will. And